As soon as this summer, Northampton is likely to join dozens of other municipalities in the state that have turned old landfills into solar farms. And in what appears to be a first in western Massachusetts at least, solar arrays may pop up at some municipal parking lots, according to Chris Mason, the city's energy officer.
We certainly hope we'll have a couple that look viable, and we'll move forward on with them.
2 years after the city's landfill closed, following years of controversy and lawsuits from neighbors over foul odors, the 15-acre site has settled sufficiently to allow for the construction of thousands of solar panels. Mason said the city will soon request proposals from solar power companies to build and operate a large solar array on the CAP landfill. Work could start this summer. The scope of the project is still being determined.
We had an engineering study done by some Smith College students a number of years ago, and they estimated 3 to 4 megawatts. But it's probably going to be on the lower end of that because we are only going to be using the flat top of the landfill.
A 4-megawatt system would entail the installation of roughly 20,000 solar panels. Northampton is using a $10,000 state grant for an engineering study to determine if solar panels could be installed at any of 8 city-owned parking lots, as well as on the roof of the downtown parking garage and the top of the new police station. The solar panels would be affixed to canopies built over the parking spaces.
It's a rather obvious place to put them. They're often open areas that are accessible to the sun. There's some advantages if you have a well-designed system where people can have shade in the summer for their cars, or the snow isn't falling on them when they go back to the car. You have to plow in between the canopies and not under the canopies. So there's a number of advantages, and we're exploring to see just how feasible this is.
Mason said for all the solar projects, the city will select a contractor to build and own the energy-generating systems. The city would get revenue either through a lease, a payment in lieu of taxes, or by purchasing electricity from the contractor at a reduced rate. 5 years ago, Massachusetts began offering incentives in the form of solar renewable energy credits to generate solar power on CAP landfills. The program has now expanded to include more open spaces, including parking lots and brownfields. The city of Springfield has solar arrays on both a CAP landfill and a once badly polluted industrial site. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city collects $750,000 in property taxes from the two solar facilities and has put to productive use land that could otherwise not be developed.
So it's a win-win dealing with difficult properties.
Northampton is planning another energy project thanks to a $3 million state grant that was awarded in the waning days of the administration of Governor Deval Patrick. The money will be used for a network of solar arrays and batteries to power the fire department headquarters, Cooley Dickinson Hospital, and Smith Vocational High School in the event of an extended blackout. The school is used as a Red Cross shelter. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.